today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Dalet. We are holding on daf Nun Gimel and Beis. We didn't quite get to the end of the parak, so we're on the second very wide line on daf Nun Gimel and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Shragi Brill, the Sefer Nishmas Zaydar of Shraga Leib Ben Svi, also by Dr. Avishai Newman, the Sefer Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, also by Shaki Klar, the Zecher Nishmas Yenti Bas Avram, and also by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we're going to finish up the parak with the discussion of answering Amen. We were in the middle of discussing what's better, to say the bracha yourself or to answer Amen to the bracha, and we'll bring a makar for the inyan of Mayim Achronim, and then we'll begin Bez Hashem, the ninth parak, where we're going to talk about Birchas Hariyah, that there are a number of brachas that one recites when they see certain things. So the first thing we're going to talk about is brachas that one recites when they see a place where a miracle occurred. And we're going to distinguish between a place where a miracle occurred for an individual, where only that individual recites a bracha, versus a place where a miracle occurred for Klal Yisrael. And we're going to identify eight such places. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on each of those places where everybody has to recite a bracha. And that's going to lead us into the sugya of Birchas HaGomel, that a person experiences some great salvation, so he recites Birchas HaGomel, and the Gemara is going to identify the four specific situations that a person says Birchas HaGomel. So let's begin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Bayim Nei Shmuel Meirav. So says the Gemara, Bayim Nei Shmuel Meirav. Ma lanos amein achat tinok shal beis rabban. Should a person answer amein to the brachos that are recited by tinok shal beis rabban? We're just learning how to recite brachos. So amle achar kolon amein chutz mitinok shal beis rabban holu l'slamei rasuyan. You answer amein after everybody except for after tinok shal beis rabban, because they're not actually having kavana to be mevarich Hashem, they're just trying to learn the words. But that's only not at the time of Miftarayhu. But there is a certain time called Idan Miftarayhu where you do answer Amen. What in the world is that? What is Idan Miftarayhu? So Rashi explains Idan Miftarayhu means when they say the Haftarah, and they say the Brachos on the Haftarah, since a Katan is allowed to do that, Mistama, he's doing it with the proper Kavana for a Bracha. So that's when you answer Amen. The Raivid is quoted in the Shittim Kubetzes, so he says, no, Miftarayu means when they actually potter themselves with the bracha, meaning they're saying a bracha on food. When do you not answer Amen after Tinok Shal Bisham? It's when they're learning the brachas, they're just learning the words. But if they're actually saying a bracha on food, so then they're actually having kavana for the bracha. So that you would recite, that you would answer Amen to. And then the Rosh suggests a third possibility that we're talking about Kaddish, that they say when they're Niftar from in front of the Rebbe after the Limud. So that's what you answer Amen, meaning we learned already at the beginning of the Masechta that after Agadita, that there's a minhag that we say Kaddish after learning an Agadita. So they would say a Kaddish at the end of the Shir every day. So that's what you answer Amen, even though the child is the one that is saying the Kaddish. Those are three possibilities what Idan Miftarayu means. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Braisa tells us, Shemen Ma'akev HaSabracha. People used to put oil on their hands to take off the smell of the food, or the grease of the food that they just ate. So they would do that at the end of the meal. If you didn't do that yet, then it's not time to bench yet. You can't say Birchas HaMazon before putting the oil on. Divrei Rabbi Zilai, Rabbi Zivai Omer, Eino Ma'akev. No, it does not ma'akev the bracha. You can still be mevarich without it. Rabbi Yacha Omer, Shemen Tov Ma'akev. Shemen that has a pleasant aroma to it, where they would where the minhag is to use such oil, so that would be ma'akev. You can't say the bracha before you use it. Rabbi Zumai Omer, Kshem Shemizuam Pasal. Just like someone who has a foul odor emanating from him is possible for avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, someone who has foul smelling hands is possible to do Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah in Maseches Becharos tells us that that's a mum that would passel a karban. And the Mishnah says that any mum that would passel a karban passels the Kohen who's makrav of the karban. So a behema that has a horrible smell coming from it would be passel a karban. Mimela, the guy who's doing the avoda also can't have a horrible smell coming from him, and we just extend that over here to Yadayim Zuhama. So Amrav Nachri Yitzchak Anolo Zilai Velo Zivai Velo Zumai Yadana. I don't know about any of these Amoraim, what they're talking about. El Masnisi Yadana. All I know is what it says in the Braisa. Amrav Yidam Rav Amrila Masnisa Tana, that it was taught in the Braisa, Viskadashtem, that we Darshan each word of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Ki ani Hashem Elokechem Viskadashem Yisem Kidoshem Ki Kadoshani, that Viskadashtem Elumayim Rishonim. That's a reference to Mayim Rishonim. Vi Yisem Kidoshem Elumayim Achronim. That's a reference to Mayim Achronim. Ki Kadoshani Zesh Sheminatov, Ani Hashem Elokechem Zubracha. So it has to go in that order. There's Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. Then there's the Shemin that they would rub on their hands. And then it's the Birch Samazon that comes at the end. Tosus points out, Vyisim Kedoshim Elamayim Achronim, Tafka Lahem, Shei Regilin Lital Yadayim, Achara Su'udah Mnei Melech Sodomis. That's for them that they needed Mayim Achronim because they used to have Melech Sodomis. Avalanu Shein Melech Sodomis Matzah Bineinu, Veinanu Regilin Lital Achara Su'udah, Certainly washing hands at Mayim Achronim is not going to be ma'akev birchas hamazon for us. Tosfos stops short of saying we don't have to do Mayim Achronim or we shouldn't do Mayim Achronim, but he says certainly it's not going to stop us from saying a bracha because we don't really have melech sodomis. But he says if you have anashim uganim harigilim lital yadei and achar asuda vade lehem ma'akev sanetilu levarich birchas hamazon v'tzichum lital yadeim kad birchas hamazon. You have people who wash their hands all the time and they're uganim, they're people who are always interested in washing their hands after a su'udah, so that for them they certainly have to wash their hands before benching. It would be ma'akev them from benching until they wash their hands. Okay, hadron alachel dvarim. Now we begin the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Haro makom shenasu bo nisim l'Yisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles happen for the Jewish people, Omer baruch shas nisim lav seinu b'makom hazeh. Makom shenekrim menu akum. Omer baruch shakum shakar akum meir seinu. If he sees a place where avodas chavim was removed from Eretz Yisrael, so say a bracha on that. Al azikin. If he sees a shooting star, v'al zvaos or earthquakes, v'al ra'amim. The Gemara will explain what that is. V'al ruchos or like tornadoes or hurricane winds. V'al brakim. Omer baruch shakol chug brasso malei olam, that he sees lightning. So all of these things, he should say shakol chug brasso malei olam, because all of these things can be seen from a great, great distance. Their impact is felt from a great distance, and therefore that's called that it's malei olam. The Tosyantif says that from the Bartanur it sounds like that it's seen berov haolam. I don't know about that, but it's seen from a great distance, and therefore it's malei olam. Alaharim yalagvos aliyam velanaharos alamid. So if a person sees mountains or valleys or river or oceans or rivers or deserts, Omer Baruch Hu Sabracious. So that's a great creation of God in my Sabracious. So you say Baruch Hu Sabracious. Revido Maros Yamagadol Omer. If a person sees the Yamagadol, so then he should say even a more specific bracha, Baruch Shasa Es Hayam Hagadol Bizman Shareil Leprakim. But all of this is only when Roeil Leprakim, when you only see it once every less than every 30 days. Tosus points out that it's not only talking about the Yama Gadol when it says Bizman Ra'al Prakim, it's talking about all of the Birchus Ari'iyah that the Mishnah is talking about, that if you've seen it within the last 30 days, you would not recite a new bracha. Al Gsham Vel Besaros Tovus Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. If it rains when we needed rain, or a person hears good news in general, you recite HaTov HaMeitiv Al Besaros Ros Omer Baruch Dayin HaEmes. And for bad news, you say Baruch Dayin HaEmes. If a person builds a new house or buys some very chashav kelim, so then he says a bracha of shachianu. If a person should say a bracha on bad that could turn into something good, that let's say is his field is full of grain and then it flooded, so it ruined all the grain that's in his field, but it could be that it improved the soil for the next crop. Nevertheless, he says dayanemis, because right now he just lost all of his grain. And ala tov v'mein ala ra'a. And similarly, something that seems good right now, even though it could turn out very badly for him, he finds something very valuable, but it could be that if the king finds out that he found it, then he's going to make a big knas on him, and he's going to have to pay it back, and it's going to be bad for him. He's going to get punished for it. But right now, it's a boon. Right now, he found something good. So right now, he says, atov ha-metiv. Vatsoik l'sha'avar. If a person davens about that which has already happened, harezo tfila shav. That is considered a tefillah shav. Rabbi Kivega writes in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch that tefillah shav doesn't just mean that it's a waste of time. So, okay, I waste my time doing a lot of things. So I'll waste my time davening about things from the past also. No, it's usher that before we daven, we have to say Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, Ufi Agit Tila Secha. We're not allowed to daven without special rishus. So when it's a tefillah shav, shav. It means we don't have reshus to daven. It becomes an isser to daven a tefillah shav. So a person who davens about that which was, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains, that when it comes to tefillah, that in the form of bakasha is only on what will be. We can't have bakasha on the past. Hoda'ah, yeah, that we have on the past, meaning we shouldn't forget after something happened to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. That's not a tefillah shav. That's perfectly appropriate. When we're talking about over here, being misfal shavar means you're doing a bakasha about that which has already happened, about that which is already determined. And the Mishnah gives examples. Ha'isei ishto mu'baris, a man's wife is pregnant, v'omer yihirotz on shetel l'rishdi zachar, and he davens that the baby should be a boy. Harezu tefillah shav. That's a tefillah shav because it's already determined whether the baby is a boy or a girl. And b'derech hateva, it cannot change from a boy to a girl. Even though al yidei neis, it could happen. But nevertheless, that's considered a tefillah shav because, and we see from there, by the way, this is the basis of the idea that one is not allowed to daven for a neis because it's not considered to be, well, a number of different reasons. I have a piece about this in my second sefer, but on my first sefer, about davening for a neis, that many different reasons why one is not allowed to daven for a neis. It could be that it's arrogant, that you think you deserve, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do a neis for you. It could be just that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general does not like to be Mishana Seder HaTeva. So you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be that what the Gemara in Tainus says and Gemara in Shabbos says, that it's going to take away a person's zuchuyos, and you don't know the cost of davening for a neis. But bottom line is, we don't daven l'sha'avra, we don't daven for a neis. Hayibaba derech v'shama kol tzvacha bi'ir. Another example, you're coming on the road and you hear a ruckus going on in the city, v'omer yihirotzen shalotei v'soch besi, and you daven, let this not be in my house. Harezu tefillah shav. That's a tefillah shav because it either is or it isn't in your house. It's not going to change. It already happened. So to daven that it shouldn't be when it's already going on, that would qualify as a tefillah shav. I was once driving down Hungry Harbor back from a bar mitzvah or something, and I heard on WCBS radio that there's a major house fire in North Woodmere. So my first thought was, oh my gosh, I hope that's not my house. My second thought was, I wonder if I'm allowed to hope that that's not my house, right? That l'chora is a tefillah shav. Unfortunately, it was Chanukah, and that's unfortunately a time where a lot of house fires happen. Hanichlas l'krach, but we should be very careful about that. Hanichlas l'krach, a person is coming into a city where it's a foreign place to him, and a lot of times people make false accusations against outsiders and visitors. So mispal shtayim, it's a time of an es tzarei, he's got a davin, a couple of tefillos, achas b'knisaso. One, that everything should go peacefully for him when he goes in, and the other when he leaves, to thank Hashem that he's leaving, or to daven that everything should go as he leaves. V'nazi amar arba, shtayim b'knisaso, shtayim b'tziyaso. Two on the way in and two on the way out. Nosin hoda'a al sha'avar v'tzoyik ala asin. You should thank Hashem for that which was, but be tzoyik for that which will be. As we pointed out before, that's the proper form of tefillah. Chayv adam v'varech al rog, shem shem v'varech al atov. A person has say a bracha, dayana emes, when something bad happens, just like he says a bracha ala tov. What does it mean, just like? So pashas, it means with the same sense of kavana and simcha v'tov levav, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Shenemar v'yahavtas Hashem elkecha b'chal levavcha. So we darshan, and says b'chal levavcha b'chal nafshcha b'chal modecha. So b'chal levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. It means that you have to love Hashem b'yetzer tov u'v'yetzer hara. You have to love Hashem with both the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara. The Raman, the Pirush HaMishnah, explains that it means that you should be mevarich b'simcha because a person has to love Hashem with the Yetzer Hara as well. That a person should internalize the Avas Hakel and to be mamin in Avas Hakel in the love of Hashem, even at the time where he's where there's God's anger, because that's all part of the Yetzer Hara to tell you not to. So that's what the Rambam says is the association over here. U'b'chol nafshecha afilu notal es nafshecha, and b'chol nafshecha means to love Hashem even if it means giving up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chiv of mesiras nefesh. U'b'chol ma'odecha means b'chol mamon, with all of your money, is b'chol ma'odecha. The Ramban explains that the word ma'odecha does not mean money. It's just ma'odecha, ma'od means a lot, with all of your plenty, with all of your extra. So mamoncha is just the way, is ribuy. We talk about someone who has a lot, we typically mean money. So that's why we darshan b'chol mamoncha. Just so Renewal sent out a video yesterday. Yesterday's kidney donor was saying a vart, that b'chol ma'odecha, that Rabbi Ari Sitner said that he thought b'chol mo'odecha was your very, whatever you have more than you need of. So he felt he had an extra kidney, he had more than he needed. So that was his being mevarech b'chol mo'odecha. Then she said, and the gematria is the same as kliya, I don't remember. Anyway, davar acher, b'chol mo'odecha, the another possibility, b'chol mo'odecha, b'chol mido mida shu modelach, havi modelo, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, whether it's good or bad, whether you're suffering from something unfortunate, or you're experiencing great bracha. Either way, after you have to be after you mivarech al rak, shem shem varech al tova. Lo yakol adam es rosho keneged shara mizrach. A person should not do kalus rosh across from the eastern gate of the harabais, because it goes straight through. All the sha'arim are aligned with each other. So the by the eastern gate and the sha'aras nashim and the sha'aras yisrael and the pesach ulam and the pesach heichal and the base kachay akadashim. So they were all mechuvan. So you're standing keneged Sharam Mizrach of the Chamas Harabayis, you're standing directly across from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why you shouldn't have a Kalus Rosh in such a spot. What does Kalus Rosh mean? So the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis, schok, jokes and games and whatever, just don't do light-headed things. Shita Mugbetza says, no, it means to be undressed. You know, it means much more of a bizayon kind of thing, not just to tell knock-knock jokes to your family. No, that's Kalus Rosh is something much more, much more inappropriate than just something like that. Other explanations and other rishonim what kalas rosh is. So you're not supposed to do that. Keneged shara mizrach shum mechuvin keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim lo yikanis larabayis. And another halacha about the respect around the mikdash complex is lo yikanis larabayis b'makalo. You shouldn't walk into harabayis with your walking stick ubiminalo or with your shoes ubipundasa with your money belt uba avak shal raglov or the dust on your feet lo yasenu kapanda. Kapandria, and you shouldn't make it a shortcut or a kika mikal v'chomer. It certainly shouldn't spin on harabais based on the kal v'chomer. Another halacha, kol chos mi bracha shel mikdash, relating to the base of mikdash, all the time when they would finish a bracha, when they would conclude a bracha in the base of mikdash, in mikdash rishon, hayu omrim ad ha'olam. They used to conclude the bracha with a text of ad ha'olam. Mishakil kolat tzdukim, once the tzdukim who were kofar b'tchias ha'mesim in olam haba came along va'amru, ein olam. And they said, ah, you see that there's only one world, there's only Olam Hazeh, there is no Olam Haba. So Yiskinu She'omrim Min Ha'olam V'Ad Olam. They had to alter the text of the bracha to make it very clear that we believe that there is more than one world. There is Olam Hazeh and there's Olam Haba. So he would say Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. When did this happen? The Baitusim, the Tzdukim. So the Avos Rabbi Nassim tells us that Antin this Ish Socho Ha'ya'omer Al Tiyu Ka'avadim Am Shamshnes Zarav Al Menasa Kabel Pras. The Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos that a person shouldn't serve Hashem al manas to be rewarded. Rather, we should be like avadim hamsham shnesarav shalom al manas lekal pras. So there were these two talmidim that said, why are they teaching us this, that we shouldn't be mishamish al manas lekal pras? It must be, does he ever have a worker who doesn't expect to get his wages at the end of the day? Why shouldn't we expect the same thing? Oh, but ilu hayu avasein yodin shiyeh shalom acher v'yesh tchias ameisim lo yomim kach. If they would know that there is another world, they wouldn't be teaching us this stuff. So they decided that they're going to be parish min Torah, and they made two pratzos, the Tztukin and the Baitusin, the Tztukim al Shem Tzaduk, Baitusin al Shem Baitus. Those were the originators of these movements, and they're the ones that denied Olam Haba. Hizkinu Shei Adam Shol Shalom Chaver B'Shem. Last halach in the Mishnah is that a person has to greet his friend using the Shem Hashem. Shenemer, we learned this from Boaz. Pasuk says, V'inoi Boaz, Ba'mi Beis Lechem, V'yomer L'Kotzrim, Hashem Imachem, V'yomer Lo, Yivrach Hashem, and they responded in kind. V'omer, we also find by the Malach, saying to Gidon in Sefer Shoftim, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayil. So the Malach also mentioned Shem Shemayim, the kavod of Gidon. Ve'omer, and we also find the pasuk in Mishlei, Al Tavuz Ki Zakne Imecha. So we learn from the Zakenim of our nation to do like we saw them do. So therefore, if you see that's what Boaz did, and you see that's what happened by Gidon, so we should do the same. Ve'omer, and the pasuk says in Tilim, Esas Hashem Heferu Sarasecha, that sometimes we're mevatel, we're made for the Torah in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. So being Shol, B'Shol Chaver, B'Shem Hashem is actually the Ratzon Hashem, even though it seems like inappropriate that you're using Hashem's name. Rabbi Nassim Omer, he says that we darshan the Pasuk backwards, that if Eferus or Sechah, sometimes from Vatal Divrei Torah, Mishum, Eis Lassos Hashem, because of Eis Lassos Hashem. So giving Shalom L'Chavero, B'Shem, is the Ratzon HaMakom, so therefore you're allowed to do it, even though it seems like a violation of Divrei Torah to say Shem Hashem for no reason. Minani Mili, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we said you're supposed to say a bracha when you see a place. place where a miracle happened. Where do we see such a chiyuv? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Damakra, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yisro made such a bracha when he saw Klal Yisrael. So Yisro, the Rishonim point out, yeah, not when he saw the actual Makom of Kriyas Yamsuf, when he saw Klal Yisrael, he said the bracha. Salamai, you have to say that if such a great nace happened for so many people, and you see the people, that's even better than seeing the Makom where the nace happened. You see all the people that were just saved from the nace, that's even better. Anisa the Rabbim Varchinan, Anisa the Yachalom Varchinan, do we only say a bracha on a nace that happens for the Rabbim, not a bracha on a nace that happens for a Yachid? Vahu Gavra Dava Ka'azal, Va'Ever Yamina, but one time there was a guy that was going in Ever Yamina, Nafale Arya, and a lion attacked him, Isavadli Nisa the Itzelmine, and a miracle happened, and he was saved from the lion. Asal Kameh the Rava, so he came to Rava, Amr Lay, he said, so Kaleh Mester Matzah Zasim, Rava told him, whenever you go to that place, Brich, Baruch Sha'asal Li Nase, Mamakam Azay, you should make a bracha, personal bracha, for the nace that happened to you. And not only that, Mabri de Ravina, because of Pakta da Ravos, Mabri de Ravina was going in the valley of Aravos, Vitzach Lemayan, he was terribly thirsty for water, and a miracle happened, and a spring of water popped up, and he drank from it. Zimna Chadav Ka'azal Baristika, another time he was going in the market of Machuza, Vinafle Gamla Pritza, and a wild camel attacked him, Isparkale Ashisa, and a wall of a house fell down, Allah Gavan, he was able to get into the house, and the camel was not able to get into the house, and he was able to escape the dangerous animal. So Kimata La Ravos, whenever he would see the place in Aravos where the miracle happened, he brich Baruch Shasalines by Ravos Uva Gamal. He would make a bracha and include in the text of the bracha both miracles that he experienced, putting first the one that he experienced in that location. And Kimata the risk of the Machuza, when he got to the Shuk of Machuza, brich Baruch Shasalines by Gamal Uva Ravos, also including both in the text, but first incorporating the one that happened in that location. But bottom line, from all these stories, you see that a personal nace, you also say bracha. It's not only on a nace that happens to Klal Yisrael. Samri Anisa Drab Kuli Alma Mechayv Levruche. Anisa Diachid Iu Chayv Levruche. The difference is when a nace you see a place where a nace happened to the Rabbim, everybody has to be mvarich. You see a place where a nace happened for an individual, that individual has to be mvarich. Tan Rabbanan Haro Ma Baros Yam. If a person sees the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, Uma Baros Yardin, where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yardin in the days of Yeshua, Uma Baros Nachle Arnon, the place where we passed through Nachle Arnon. V'avne al gavish, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on each of these things. Avne al gavish, b'morad be'schoron, the stones that came down on the Malchei Amori by the other side of the mountain of Be'schoron. The Evan Shabikish Lizrok, Og Mel Chabashan al Yisrael. If you see the rock that Og Mel Chabashan tried to throw on the Jewish people, the Evan Shiashav Leah Moshe, B'Shah Shasi Yeshua Melcham Bamalek, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on as Yeshua was fighting the war with Amalek, the Ishto Shalot, or you see the Netziv Melech that was Lot's wife, the Chomes Yericho Shnivel B'Mekomor, you see the walls of Yericho that are swallowed into the ground, Al Kulin Sarg Shitin Odah B'Shevach Vnei Makom. Each of these things require a bracha, you need Odah B'Shevach, Takarosh Baruch Hu. So Bishlam Ma Baros Yam Dixiv Eva B'Nei. I know what Mabaros Yam is referring to. That's a pretty famous miracle. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. So if you see that, that's pretty good. Mabaros Yardin, I also get what the Yardin is about, because the Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Vayamdu Akonim Nosi Aron Bris Hashem Becharava Besocha Yardin, Hachein V'chol Yisrael Ovrim Becharava Ad Asher Tamu Kolagoy Lavoros Yardin, that the Kohanim carrying the Aron, that's a Daf Yomi coincidence, this week's parsha about the Aron and parsha Truma, the Kohanim carrying the Aron were standing in the dry part of the Yarden as the entire Klal Yisrael passed through, and then they walked out, and the waters went back to where they were. But the Arun was stopping the waters from continuing to flow, allowing for the Jewish people to pass through. So that's a great miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. What in the world are we talking about when we talk about Baros Nachle Arnon? Tichsiv, so the Pasuk says, Al Kenya Amar B'Sefer Mechamos Hashem Es V'Hev B'Sufa. There's Es and Hev Besufa. So they gave some sort of hoda'ah on the nace. What is this about? Satana, Esvei Besufa means that Shnei Mitzorayim Hayudavu Mahalchim Besof Machne Yisrael. There were two people who had Sara'as that would travel in the back, in the end of the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar. They weren't allowed into the Machne because they both had Sara'as. L'chore Tzakasha, the Achronim raised, how could they have Sara'as? At Maimon Har Sinai, I thought Nisrapu Kol HaCholim and all the Balimumim were healed. So how could they still have people who had Sara'as? So now goes Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov, and says that those mitzrayim were chazru lemumam after the Maisa Egel. Yeah, they were all healed, and then the Maisa Egel happened, and people went back to have their mumen came back. Or, alternatively, he suggests that these were mitzrayim from the Erev Rav, and those from the Erev Rav were not cured at Har Sinai. And others suggest that those mitzrayim were from this event happened. They were mitzrayim before Matan Torah. They were nistrapim Matan Torah, but over time, while they were in the Midbar, there were people that had saras again. Meaning, just because you were cured at Matan Torah, it doesn't mean that there couldn't be new illnesses that happened in the Midbar. So they got saras after Matan Torah. But bottom line is, there were these two mitzrayim. Their names were Es and Hev. Kiavu Chalfi Yisrael, when the Bnei Yisrael wanted to pass through Nachle Arnon, which was in a deep valley between two mountains, Asu Amoroi, the Amori people came, and they figured that this was an opportunity for a strategic attack. So Avdi Lohun Nekirusa, they made themselves caves in the mountain, Vitashabun, and they hid in the caves. Amri Ki Chalfi Yisrael Hacha Nektalinun, and they said, when the Jewish people come here, we're going to kill them. V'lovi Yadi Da'arun Havim Sagi Kamayu Di Yisrael V'avamemich Lutori. They didn't realize that the Aron was traveling in front of Klal Yisrael and would level mountains in front of them. So Kivan da Asa Aron, when the Aron came, so the mountains were leveled. Invukuturi Badi Adadi, the two mountains were crushed against each other. Vikathinan, and killed all the Amori people that were hiding in the caves. Nachstamailu Nachle Arnon, and their blood spilled down into Nachle Arnon. So Kiyasu Esvehev, when Esvehev, these two Mitzrayim were coming behind the camp, Chazadamid Kanafim Benituri, they saw the blood dripping from the mountains. So they reported that to the rest of the Jewish people. And then Klal Yisrael was able to say Shira because they realized the miracle that had just happened for them. That's what the pasuk says, that the dam of the Amorim that spilled, that were hidden there on the mountain by the Emek, by Eretz Moav, which is the tzad of Eretz Moav, that's called Ar. And it attached itself to Gvul Moav. Bottom line is that that's the miracle that occurred, that upon which we recited bracha. Moving on to the next miracle, Avnei al Gavish, my Avnei al Gavish, what's that about? Satana, Avanim Sha'amdu al Gav Ish, these were stones that stopped from falling down to earth because of Ish, Viyardu al Gav Ish, and then ultimately they did fall to earth because of another person who's called Ish. Ish is the lashon of chashivus, so amdu al gav ish zem Moshe. Why did these stones stop falling to earth? That was in the zchus of Moshe. How do I know Moshe's ish? Tichsiv va ish Moshe anav ma'od. Uksiv, and the pasuk says after Mitzrayim suffered makas barad, and Paro promised to send Bnei Yisrael out. So it says that Moshe left from Paro. He left the city. Vayifros kapav el Hashem, and the pasuk says vayachdulu akolos va'barad umato lo nitach arza, that it didn't reach all the way to the ground. So apparently it stopped mid-air. The barad stopped in mid-air, and it stayed there. And then Yardol Gavish, until it came down to earth because of another ish. Zay Yoshua, that's a reference to Yoshua. How do I know Yoshua is called an ish? Pasuk says, Kachos Yeshua Benun Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So you see that he's called an ish. Uksiv, and when Yoshua Bnei Yisrael fought with the Malkei Amori, they wanted to conquer Givon, and they were Hikos of Maka Gedola, the pasuk says. So Vehi Benusa Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, when they were running away from the Bnei Yisrael, Heim Bamar Beischorin Vashem Hishlech Aleim Avanim Gedolos, and Hashem threw on them, were made rain down on them Avanim Gedolos. Which Avanim Gedolos? The same ones that started in Makas Barad and were captured, were caught in mid-air until the times of Yoshua. So now the next nace, Evan Shemikesh Og Melech Abashan Lizrok Al Yisrael, the stone that Og Melech Abashan wanted to throw on the Jewish people. Gemara Gemirila, this isn't in any pasuk. We have a tradition for such a maisa that happened. That Omar Og said, Machne Yisrael Kamahavi, how large is the Machne Yisrael? Tlasa Parsi, it's three parsaos square. So Ezel Yakar Tura Bas Tlasa Parsi, Vishela Vavikthalinu. So let me take a mountain that's three parsaos in size, and I'll just throw it on the Jewish people and I'll kill them. So Azla, so he took such a mountain and he held it over his head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a swarm of ants that bit into the mountain and made it like a donut, and it went around his head. And when he wanted to lift it up off from around his neck, his teeth became overgrown and locked in the mountain around his neck. He couldn't remove it. Shivarta. And that's why it says, Shine Risham Shivarta, that Hashem broke the teeth of the Risham, Rav Shem Malakish, Tam Rav Shem Malakish, Maiduk Siv Shine Risham Shivarta, Altikish Shivarta, Ella Sheri Bavta. That it's not that you broke them, but that it's that you made them enormous. And Og's teeth became enormous, and that's what locked the mountain in around his head. Moshe Kamahava, how did Moshe ultimately kill Og? What led to Og's downfall? Because how tall was Moshe? Eser Amos. Moshe, we assume, was ten Amos tall, because Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan. The pasuk says VeYakom Moshe es haMishkan. Also, Daf Yom Kippur says we darshin Hekim es Atzmo leKomas haMishkan. That the height of Moshe Rabbeinu was the same height as the Mishkan, and the height of the Mishkan was 10 Amos, because it says Eser Amos Erech HaKoresh. So that's what Rashi explains. That's how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. So he was 10 Amos tall. Shakal Narga Bar Eser Amin. Then he took an axe that was 10 Amos tall, Shavar Eser Amin, and he jumped 10 Amos in the air, Umachim Bakarsule Vekatle. And he managed to, with all that height, he managed to hit Og in the ankle, and he killed him. So it's not the strike to the ankle that killed him, the Yachronim point out, but it's the fall, because he was obviously a very tall fellow. So falling that far, you know, the taller they are, the higher they are, the harder they fall. So that's what killed him. The Evan Shiyashav Le Moshe, and the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on during Melchemes Amalek. Because the pasuk says by Melchemes Amalek, when Klal Yisrael was in Refidim, Vayidei Moshe Kvedim, that Moshe's hands became very heavy. Vayikru Evan Vayasimu Tachta Vayishav Aleha. So they took a stone and they put it underneath Moshe, and Moshe sat on that stone. Vayishto Shalot Nemar Vatabet Ishto Me'achra Vatinitziv Melech. And Ishto Shalot is a reference to the story where they were running away from Sodom, and Ishto Shalot looked behind her, and she turned into a Nitziv Melech. V'chomas Yericho Shnivla, and the walls of Yericho that were swallowed up, Tichsiv Atipa L'choma Tachtecha, that the wall caved in underneath itself. So Bishlam Akulu Nisa, I get all of these are Nisim that are worthy of a bracha. Ela Ishto Shalot Pranusahu, but Ishto Shalot, that wasn't a good story. She turned into a Nitziv Melech. That's terrible. Dama Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. So the answer is Gemara, yeah, the bracha is Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. But the Brisa says that if you see these things, you're supposed to give Hodah and Shevach. So Tani, Alot vi al Ishto Mevarchim Shtayim. You say two brachas on Lot and his wife. Al Ishto Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. For Lot's wife, you say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. For Lot Omer Baruch Zochres HaTzadikim. And for Lot, you say Baruch Zochres HaTzadikim. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Vil B'shas Kaiso Shalkosh Baruch Zochres HaTzadikim. Even then, when Hashem is angry, he remembers the Tzadikim. Shenemar, because by Mahapecha Sodom, the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'shachas Elukim Es Arei Akikar. Even though HaKadosh Baruch is bringing this terrible paranus of destroying the entire city, all the cities of Sodom, he still remembers Avram Avinu, and therefore saves Lot in the zchus of Avram Avinu. The Chomas Yericho Shnivla, we said this, the walls of Yericho swallowed up into the ground, was one of the great miracles. The Chomas Yericho Nivla, Vanafla. The Chomas Yericho didn't get swallowed into the ground, they fell. Shnem Rav Yikishma Am is called a shofar, Vayuri Am Trua Gdola, Vatipol HaChoma, it says Vatipol HaChoma Tachta. That people sounds like they fell down. So even the pussy of Ruma Kiyadadi Ninu, Mishmachli Yiva Blue. Now falling down wouldn't have helped because the width of these walls was as big as their height. So if they would have tilted over and fell down, they would have been the same. So that's why they got swallowed up into the ground. So use the lashon of Vatipol in the sense that what was accomplished is what would happen when a normal wall would fall is that it's no longer there. But the only way that could happen with these walls is that by getting swallowed up into the ground. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, there are four people that require special hoda'a after coming out of a situation of sakana. Yordei Hayam, people who went through in the ocean, Holchei Midbaros, people who traveled in the Midbar, Misha Yecholav in Isrape, someone who was ill and had a refuah, Umisha Yecholav Beis Asurim V'yatza, and someone that was in jail and managed to get out of jail. So Yordei Hayam Inola, and how do I know that Yordei Hayam need to give Hoda'a, Dichsiv, Yordei Hayam Ba'anios, Heimaro, Masei Hashem. The Pasuk says in Tillim that those who go on boats in the Yam, so they see the Masei Hashem, V'omer, and the Pasuk says, V'yam Adruach Sa'ara, Yalu Shemai, Yardu Tahomos, that there could be dangerous winds by the sea. Va Omer Yachoguv Yanu Kashikor, that the boat can capsize and it can shake. Va Omer Vayitzakwal Hashem Batsalahem Mutsukoseim Yotziim, that we cry out to Hashem in difficult circumstances, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Va Omer Yakim Sa'ara L'damama, that the waves and the storm became quiet. Va Omer Vayismachu Ki Yishtoku, and people were happy that happened. Va Omer Yodel Hashem Chasuf. Yosef from Bnei Adam. And then you bless Hashem and you thank Hashem for having been saved from that experience. So that's the experience of Yordei Hayam, and that's why we bench Gomel by Yordei Hayam. Holchei Midbaros Minalan. How do I know that Holchei Midbaros have to give Hoda'a? Dechsiv, Ta'u Bamidbar B'Yishimon Derech Ir Moshe V'lo Matza'u Ve'yitzuk V'el Hashem Ve'yidrichem B'Derech Yishara. That in the Midbar we're lost, and then we cry out to Hashem, and Hashem gives us the Derech Yishara, gives us the path, and Yodil Hashem Chazdo, and then we give Hoda Takrish Baruch Hu. Misha Chalav V'Nisrape. And how do I know someone who was ill and got better say gives Hoda? Dechsiv Avilu Midarech Pisha Me'Avonoseim Yisanu Kol Ochel Tesav Nafsham Ve'yizuk V'el Hashem Batzar Lehem. So we couldn't eat because we're so ill, and nevertheless you cry out in the Tzaros. So Yishlach Dvar V'Yirapim. Hashem sends Dvaro and he's Merabim. Yodil Hashem Chazdo. So we therefore thank Hashem for that chesed. And the final one, Misha Yechavs Beis Hasurim Minalan, how do I know someone that was in jail and got out of jail should give Hodad? People who were in chains and locked up in the darkness of jail, Kiyimru Imrael, Va'omer, Va'yichna Ba'amal Libam, Va'omer, Va'yizuk Wal Hashem B'tzar Lehem, they realize that nothing else was helping them, they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'omer Yotzia Mechoshech V'Tzalmavis, Hashem then takes them out of the Choshech V'Tzalmavis, Va'omer Yodil Hashem Chazdo, and then it says Yodil Hashem Chazdo. So for each of these things we have to give the Hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Great, so if I want to give Hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I do? Ma'im Mevarich, what bracha do you say? Some review that, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. That's the bracha. Abaye Yomer V'Tzarech La'oduyei Kamei Asar, that you need to do it in front of 10 people. This bracha is supposed to be recited in front of 10 people. There's actually machlok zachronim, whether that means 10 people in addition to the person saying the hodah, or 10 people including the person saying the hodah. Normally you would imagine it's always including, because whenever you need a minyan, it always includes the shliach tzibur, the lashon of kamei asara makes it sound like in front of 10 people, sounds like not including the person giving the hodah. We paskin pashtus is that it's including the person, and that's probably one of the reasons why the minig is that we do birch sagomel dafka by laning, because by laning you also need 10 people, so you're guaranteed a minion, that if you do it, you do it by laning, so you're guaranteed that there's going to be a minion there. Dechsev ayramu b'kal am, because the pasuk says that you should elevate him, you should praise Hashem b'kahal am, in a kahal. Marzutra amar train minayhu rabbanan. Two of the 10 should be rabbanan, should be chachamim. Shnemar of Moshev Zakenim yahaluluhu, because it should be Moshev Zakenim. Zakenim is a matrika. The Gemara in Kedushin on Beis tells us zesha kana chachma. So two of the people should be chachamim, should be people who have acquired chachma. Maskev l'Ravashi v'emakul rabbanan. Maybe they should all be rabbanan. No, miksev v'kahal zakenim v'kal am ksev. It says v'kal am, so it sounds like the kahal could just be am, but there need to be zakenim there as well. But maybe it means 10 plus 2. Maybe it means 10 regular people plus 2 Rabbanan. So it says more Kasha. That's taka difficult. Why we don't assume that? Why we assume that it's got to be 10 people? Now the Rush writes over here that the Birch Sagomel was Niskan B'makom the Korban Toda, that there used to be Makom in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. And based on that, the Poskim discussed that maybe Birch Sagomel is only a Rishus. Maybe it's not a Chiyuv. Because Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Nun says that you're allowed to buy Korban Toda with Meister Shein money, but normally you're not allowed to use Meister Sheni money to buy something that's a chova. So it must be that a carbon toda is only a rishus, and memele birch hagomel is also not a chova. Birch hagomel is also only a rishus. The Levush points out that David HaMelech was mitzaveh on this hoda'a in Tehillim, and that's what the Gemara was just talking about, and that's why the Prima Gadim says that even though midin Torah there's no chiyuv of carbon toda, it's only rishus, but David HaMelech was mitzaveh hagomel, and therefore it's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. So much so, Safik Birch Sagomel, L'chumra. So on the one hand, you have the Rush saying, it's only a Rishus, because it can't be more than the Karban Toda. Levush says, no, it can be more than the Karban Toda. It's a special takana of David HaMelech. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's only these four that have to say this bracha, or anybody who's saved from anything. So Beis Yosef quotes in the Orchos Chaim that it's Dafka, these four, but then he quotes a Tshuva Sarivash, that anyone that had any sort of nace. In Shulchan Aruch, both Deos are quoted in Sim Reish Yutes, Siv Tes. Hani Arba, Lav Dafka. Where do we get these ideas that someone who a lion? Well, we had a lion attacking a person. That was by the bracha on a nes that just linase magom hazeh. Om gad navim ba'olam shod de'laylim nitzel me'am v'kol kiyotzim hazeh. You were attacked by ben kulam tzrichim levarich hagomel. But then Shulchan Aruch says v'yesh omrim she'en brach magomel alahani arba dafka. That some say it's only these four, and he says v'tov levarich below askar. Shema Malchus. Better to leave out Shema Malchus because of this machlokas. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Achronim all say that Minugis Kisvara Rishona, that we say a bracha on any type of danger, and Mishnah Berurah says, and it's very mistaver to assume that way as well. Rav Moshe points out in Ibris Moshe, Chaim Chalik Beis, not every situation that we call dangerous, meaning it would have to be a situation where there was actual danger, not almost danger. He said someone was almost going to get kimat, missed getting into an accident by inches. He said that's not a gomel, that's not a danger. A danger is there was a major impact that could have killed you, and thank God you came out unscathed. So then you have to thank God. Then you have to do you have to say a birch sagomel. It's also interesting the way the Gemara says the nusach is not the way we have the nusach, and it makes a huge nafkamina because the riff and the rush add into the nusach baruch gomel lechayovim tovos shagamalani kol tov. It makes a huge difference because Magen Avraham writes that's why ketanim don't say birch sagomel, because they are not chayovim. Only people who are chayovim can say our text of birch sagomel. I have a whole piece in my second sefer about that, about birch sagomel for ketanim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Yehuda Chalash.